I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 17th. Well, the state has made it clear that its emergency shelter program is at capacity, but that's not stopped dozens of migrants heading to Massachusetts through any number of federal programs. Last week, the state announced it would stop allowing so-called newcomers to sleep at Logan Airport. Families had been sleeping there when they first arrived in Boston through Terminal E. In doing so, the state said families would be sent straight to emergency shelters, like the one in Norfolk at the old Bay State Correctional Center. But yesterday, dozens of people were dropped off by bus at the Wollaston MBTA station in Quincy. The families were coming from the Welcome Center at Eastern Nazarene College that closes at 5 p.m. daily and said they were unsure where to go. They were planning to sleep at the T station. For the past 3 nights, Gladys Vega and her nonprofit La Collaborativa from Chelsea have come to the Wollaston station to pick up families and give them a place to sleep at her office. She said on Monday she helped about 30 migrants and unhoused individuals and expected to help another 50 last night. A spokesperson for the governor's office said families who were present at family welcome centers were informed that there is no shelter space available and were offered alternative services. The spokesperson went on to say that some families chose not to accept those services. It's unclear whether overnight accommodations were part of that offer. The state says that the Norfolk Safety Net site at the Old Bay State Correctional Center is currently at capacity for this stage of its opening with 143 people. There was an arrest at the Family Welcome Center at Eastern Nazarene College yesterday. Police say 27-year-old Franco Castillo Valderrama was arrested after allegedly throwing a brick at a security guard after causing a disturbance on Wendell Avenue yesterday afternoon. The guard was not injured. Valderrama is charged with assault by means of a dangerous weapon. Police say Valderrama caused a disturbance at the Welcome Center earlier in the day, and police were called back there after that brick assault. Plans by the city of Quincy to build a new headquarters for the fire department took a major step forward recently when Congressman Stephen Lynch secured $4 million in federal funds for the new facility. The city bought the property for the new station across the street from the existing headquarters on Quincy Avenue back in 2020 for $1.5 million. The city bought the 35,000-square-foot lot from National Grid. The fire department administration offices will be moving into the new public safety complex that's being built to replace the police station on C Street. However, there will be no fire apparatus in that new building. Mayor Thomas Koch says the existing fire headquarters is outdated and inadequate for today's firefighting needs. He says the city will likely keep the old facility for storage once the new station is built. Quincy Planning Board is reviewing a proposal for 14 new apartments on Newcomb Street in Quincy Center. Developer Stephen Niosi wants to convert a two-family home at 29 to 31 Newcomb Street, plus add a 14-unit addition to the rear of that building. Some neighbors express concern about parking, traffic, and noise from the new developments on that residential street. Planning Board will take up the matter again at a meeting in September. The former Weymouth police officer who was charged with punching a man while he was in custody was sentenced yesterday. 43-year-old Justin Chappelle had pleaded guilty to one federal count of deprivation of rights back in April. The U.S. District Court sentenced him yesterday to 2 years supervised release, with the first 6 months to be served in home confinement. He was also ordered to complete 80 hours of community service. Chappelle resigned from the Weymouth Police Department after being notified that he was facing termination for the incident, which occurred on July 2, 2022. He was accused of punching the man about 13 times without legal justification during an arrest. Body cam footage of the incident was released last year. Chappelle and other patrolmen responded to a report of an intoxicated man identified as Donald McAdam causing a disturbance. McAdam was allegedly uncooperative, resist arrest, and spitting on officers. Once at the cruiser, McAdam, who was handcuffed, appears to resist once again before Chappelle punches him repeatedly in the face and head. A man accused of vandalizing a historic Kingston church may face new charges after investigators say they found ammunition and references to mass shootings inside his car. 43-year-old Jonathan White from Plymouth was arraigned in Plymouth District Court yesterday. The district attorney's office told the court that a search warrant executed on White's car found the startling new evidence. Police first encountered White in the early morning hours, the 4th of July. They say he told them he was cleaning the building, but then police realized that damage had been done to the Kingston First Parish Unitarian Universalist Church. That vandalism included 200-year-old shutters ripped off the building, smashed antique glass, a fire extinguisher sprayed throughout the building, and both Black Lives Matter and Pride flags burn. Police say White returned to the scene while they were investigating. He allegedly tried to drive away but struck a street sign and was taken into custody. He has been in a psychiatric treatment facility since the incident and will remain in custody pending a dangerousness hearing on July 19th. Two Massachusetts hospitals were among the top 20 U.S. hospitals in yesterday's U.S. News and World Report ranking. Brigham and Women's Hospital and Mass General made the publication's honor roll, which is not ranked by order as it has previously. However, the publication did rank hospitals in individual specialties. Brigham and Women's ranked as the top hospital in the country for obstetrics and gynecology. According to the magazine's list of top 10 children's hospitals, Massachusetts is also home to the nation's second best. Cincinnati Children's in Ohio ranked first, with Boston Children's ranking second. U.S. News and World Report released its annual hospital rankings for more than 30 years, stating that its mission has been to help guide patients in consultation with their doctors to the right hospital when they need care. Interfaith Social Services here in Quincy recently voted in two new members to their board of directors. Donna McGinn of Marshfield and Joe Silva of Middleborough were appointed to serve three-year terms. McGinn, who joined Interfaith's board as an at-large member in 2022, is Vice President of Human Resources at Ryan Specialty, an international specialty insurance firm out of Chicago. She has more than 25 years' experience as a strategic and operational human resource professional leader, working in manufacturing, healthcare, insurance, and nonprofit industries. McGinn has lived with her family in Marshfield for more than 20 years. She was introduced to Interfaith through a friend and colleague several years ago. And Joe Silva, Vice President and Branch Officer of Harbor One Bank in Quincy, became involved with Interfaith in 2020 after learning about and being exposed to Interfaith's programs through their partnership with Harbor One. Born and raised in Middleborough and currently living there with his family, Silva received an architectural engineering degree from New England Institute of Technology and previously worked at Citizens Bank. Interfaith Social Services operates one of Greater Boston's largest emergency food pantries, a mental health counseling center, thrift shop, and homelessness prevention program. Since 1947, Interfaith has been a safety net for thousands of children and families from the South Shore who are struggling to make ends meet. A check of business news this morning. Stocks soared. Yesterday, the Dow rocketed up 742 points. The NASDAQ added 36. The S&P was up 35. Asian stocks mostly lower, even as investors wagered that the Fed will come ahead with a cut to interest rates. The euro rose and oil is at $79 a barrel. The National Weather Service forecast: a heat advisory remains in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Hazy, hot, and humid again today with a high in the low 90s. Look out for some showers and storms this evening, a low 70 degrees. The showers could linger into tomorrow morning, then turning partly sunny tomorrow, high of 87. On Friday, mostly sunny and drier with a high of 86. Saturday, partly sunny, Warm and dry, high 88. With the boater today, waves about a foot. Light winds out of the south, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 8:46 a.m. Sunrise, 5:22, sets at 8:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 17th.